don't say it's all in my head. Read what I said, but for leaving me unread, I remember what you told me and did that you love me. And all alone, no, the feeling really dead, baby. Don't say it's all in my mind. Yeah, wanna vibe, but quit wasting fucking time, baby. You must really think that I'm blind, say you love me. When I knew that you lied, baby. It's been a while since you come around, like a couple summers now. And you don't say a thing when you come to town, so I'd do anything to hold you now. Yeah, do you love me now? You're saying the same when the homies round. Now you playing games, you don't come around. Used to be your man, now you saying you don't want me around. Hey, do you love me now? Do you love me? Do you love me now? Go ahead and do you.
Good, everybody. This is your boy, The Ravage, and Rudy.
And I'm Parker Lewis.
You all right over there?
Yeah, bro.
Sound blunt.
Your mama sound blunt.
All right. Let's not do your mama jokes. It's 2024.
It's a perfect time to do mama your mama jokes in 2024.
That is ridiculous.
What?
You too old for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, what's good, everybody? Just another episode of Let's Find Out.
What's up, everybody? How's everybody doing? And I just wanted to take the time out and say, I'm high.
We established.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, how's your day been going, Rudy?
Shit, you know, shout out to Prize Picks, you know, doing that thing.
Shout out to Prize Picks. Shout out to Prize Picks. Our sponsor.
Yeah.
Our sponsor.
Yeah, they come through. Sent the email.
Okay. Was it a good email? Or?
Yeah, I just told me I had to do mobile numbers. So, you know, I wouldn't I didn't get the chance to push last episode like I wanted. You know, real life got in the way. But
yeah, you got to have to push real life out the way if you want this to succeed.
Listen, I didn't say I didn't, but.
Because otherwise, you just fucking up.
Hey, look, people fuck up every day, B.
And yeah, and it didn't really turn out good for him either, B. All right.
Yeah, true. So, you know, we another episode, you know, it's Black History.
Yeah,
you know,
the shortest month in the shortest month of the year.
And listen, can't drink out the cup when it's half full. You got to look at it from
a
different
perspective. Can I just say, like,
what?
Isn't Black History bigger than Black History Month at this point?
First of all, us Black people got history in every month.
So like, why does February have to be like? Shouldn't like, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, at this point, is it like necessary?
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up for the shortest month, but it don't just
that's
stop
like my
in February.
Whole beef with it. Like, it's just like at this point, it's like, really? It's like, we never learned shit in school at Black History Month.
You didn't learn shit in school.
Because I knew the shit. They were just recycled the same shit, and it wouldn't be the most interesting people. Like, I had to wait till, like, years to find out who invented the Super Soaker. It was a Black guy. I would have loved to find out that when
a Black man also made the light system for the streets.
Yeah, I know that. Now I do. I didn't know that when I was a kid.
Black man made air conditioning.
Know that too. Yeah, but we didn't learn any of that cool stuff in school.
You didn't learn any stuff in cool school. You didn't learn that shit. Yeah.
Oh, well, shit.
They didn't teach y'all that.
Oh, well.
We was already up on game.
Oh, well, you know what?
Me and Mike had to.
Well, come to think about it, I didn't really learn. I didn't learn Black or white. I didn't learn. To be honest with you, I didn't learn Black or white history. I really didn't like pay attention in school. We've covered that. But so.
Oh no, they took February very serious.
Yeah, y'all did.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You got a favorite? You got a favorite? Black history. Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor, Red Fox. George Carlin, Dusty Rhodes.
The last two people ain't Black, and you know that.
Well, Dusty Rhodes might as well be.
All right, I'll give you Dusty a pass. George Carlin ain't Black.
Shit, he spoke some real shit.
Okay.
Gregory Hines.
Okay.
Till he became a walking shell of himself, Bill Cosby.
Don't do Cosby like that.
Yeah. Bob Marley.
No, don't do Bill like that.
What do you mean?
Bill was always putting it down for all of us. That's America's first dad.
Until we found out some horrible things.
And look, we ain't gonna take away that man's history.
Let's see, Marvin Gaye, Prince, Jimi Hendrix.
Gotcha.
The original black guy that was replaced in Ghostbusters. He was a black hero of mine. Let's see. I was trying to think of other black heroes of mine. Lawrence Fishburne in Pee-wee's Playhouse. Chris Rock's character in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
Yes, for one real.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Dude, that character, every time I think about that, I wrote a paper about that character for Black History Month when I was a kid. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was the one that got me suspended for 3 days.
Yeah, because you
wrote a paper about a character who asked for one real.
Because you took the time to write about that stupid shit.
She told me I could write a character about a black hero.
I would have suspended your ass too.
She took me into the principal's office and she made me write the report to the principal. The principal was in tears. He thought it was funny.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. They got me 3 days at home.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
But no,
it was worth it.
If I had named some of the...
Oh, and of course, Steve Urkel.
Okay.
Carl Winslow.
All right. Now you just naming black folk now.
What? Those were the people that I idolized when I was a kid growing up.
You idolized Eddie Winslow?
Fuck no. Eddie.
Didn't you just now say Eddie Winslow?
No, I said Carl.
Carl
Winslow and Steve. Family Matters should have just been them two. Laura was a bitch. And no one can remember the mom's name. No offense, but Laura was a bitch.
Anyway.
Myra was. Damn. Right, Boutros, Boutros. Right. Damn.
Rest in peace. We'll get that into a topic later on in the show. But
what? How is it not a topic? What she was? She was the worst.
Well, first I was going to name my black folk.
Oh, sorry.
Because nobody did take you.
Sorry.
8 minutes almost.
Well, I'm sorry. We have a 30-minute podcast.
I'm just saying. And you took one-third of that naming... But I'm just saying, I would like to chime in, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, and Carl Weathers' character from Predator, rest in peace. Yeah, oh, and his character from Rest of Development. Carl Weathers, in general, was just a great guy. Rest in peace.
You know he played football?
Yeah.
He was a linebacker for the Raiders.
Yeah, he did it all.
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah. See, that's what black stars need to be. They need to be all around. Like, there's no football stars that I know that, like, can successfully act now. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
100% not true.
Who? Name a football player that can...
The Rock, yeah.
Football player. Oh, wait. That doesn't count.
It does count.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, he was...
He wasn't a professional football player.
When you went... Actually, he played for the CFL. That's a professional league. No, you black history. Yes, Canada has a professional
football league. And The Rock don't count as black.
Also, why?
What?
Why?
Because all the women he fucks in his movies are white.
But he half black.
If that's the case,
you can't count someone like Wilt Chamberlain.
Why Wilt Chamberlain don't count?
Wilt Chamberlain, we're all races of women, black, white.
That counts. That double counts because he's bringing the generations together by fucking white women.
All right. But anyway, no. But that's crazy. We still got like athletes that can, you know, dabble into other things. Ray Allen. He got game as an Oscar nominated.
You need to stop bringing up that fucking movie, man.
That's the iconic black movie.
It's not a good movie, though.
I'm just saying, if you ask any sport watching person, black or white, they have seen He Got Game.
Everybody's seen He Got Game. I didn't see He Got Game.
I'm just saying.
And it's not that good.
You wild.
It's not good.
There's an episode about this already, people. Y'all want to hear this one?
You God, wild. I'm tired of debating this fucking movie.
Well, we're not going to do that, but... Okay, and I'm pretty sure at some point Shannon Sharp will be in the movie the way he's blowing up still.
That don't count. Shannon Sharp can't act.
How he can't?
Because you ain't never seen Shannon Sharp in a movie. Alone. Carl Weathers yes. was actually believable in roles. I'm talking about a believable actor.
I mean, when you're like 6'5 and cut, you should be believable in every role. I could see him being a boxer in real life.
I'm being serious. Who?
Yeah, Michael Irvin was in a Long as Yours.
Michael Irvin wasn't Long as
Yours. And he played his role successfully. And he played.
But, all right, but has he had multiple? Okay, Rick Fox is another one. I guess you can count Rick Fox.
That's basketball.
Athlete. Let's just say athlete.
Yeah, Rick Fox been in the game. He's been in
Yeah.
When he in Soul Food or the show, movie, or something.
I don't know. I just know Rick Fox is.
Yeah, Rick Fox, yeah. And let's not remember the Juana Man. Half the NBA at the time was in that movie. Muggsy Bogues.
Oh, yeah. But that doesn't count. Like, I'm talking about
Space
like.
Jam?
No, Michael multiple, Jordan? Multiple roles, though. I'm talking about athletes with multiple roles.
Athletes with multiple roles.
Yeah, like, you know.
All right, so we can count Rick Fox. Black athletes in multiple roles?
It don't, yeah, black, white, Mexican, don't matter.
Oh, you say white, fucking Asian? Kevin Nash got that locked.
Oh, Kevin Nash. Yeah. Okay, that was a good one. Batista.
Goldberg.
Okay, wrestler, you can a good portion of wrestlers, but like a lot of wrestlers don't count because they're not like superstars. They're not really good actors though. I mean, like Batista's a wrestling better, by like for real. Batista's a better actor than John Cena in The Rock.
But wrestling by itself is already acting. So
yeah, but like so who? But I'm saying like respectable actors. Like the Batista is a better actor all around than John Cena and The Rock. And
you can't say that because The Rock been in more movies.
Batista is way better than The Rock, though. I would rather watch it. I can say that with confidence. I could even say that Kevin. I could even say.
The only.
Batista been in blockbuster movies, and he's Guardians of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Blade Runner, Doom.
Doom and Blade Runner.
James Bond.
And when The Rock also in Doom too?
No. No, he wasn't. Was The Rock was not in Doom.
Was he not in Doom?
No, The Rock has been in shitty popcorn movies the past every year. Fast and the Furious, Hobbs, fucking Baywatch. The Rock movies come and go. He was in a movie. He was in Rampage. Batista's movies are actual artistic movies that you take time to watch.
No, he is in mostly comic book esque films, and they just need a big muscle bound.
Made guy. By great directors.
They trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
No, you have trash opinions on everything.
That's crazy.
You do. Yes. Yes. Movie wise, yes.
If we're naming
wrestlers, if we're being like dead up serious, yes.
Batista.
John Cena, The Rock, it's me five. Batista and Stone Cold.
Like acting wise.
This what we starting
okay,
at.
Okay, all right, all right. Wait.
No, because you've been talking about
Let me finish. Let me finish.
You didn't finish.
Okay, he said my. Name my favorite wrestlers that are actual actors. Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Check it out. Batista, Debo.
We're not counting Debo as a wrestler.
Yes, he was because he was a wrestler.
But we're not counting. So, wait a minute. So, we're saying athletes. Yeah, you got to count Debo.
Yeah. All right. So, we're Batista, Debo.
Pause. What movies are you crediting Debo on?
Fifth Element.
That's wild. That's wild.
Batman and The Dark Knight. He was really his little part in that too.
He played a 2-minute role,
but it was still good.
So you ain't even gonna count Friday.
What?
You ain't gonna count Friday.
Oh yeah, you can count Friday too.
But so still. The main movie he mostly is famous on, you ain't gonna give him credit for.
But yeah,
the other two small roles you don't give him credit on.
Yeah, because Fifth Element's like one of my favorite science fiction movies ever.
So you ain't gonna give him credit on. In Black History Month, historical black movies like Friday.
Anything can be historical in Black History Month.
But I'm saying you didn't even choose.
I chose two great roles that he was in.
But you skipped his famous roles, though.
I didn't not skip.
You called him Debo. but didn't name the movie he was called Debo in. That's wild.
You know what?
That's crazy.
You know what? You just like, you just, I, it's like I said, it's not disrespectful. I'm just saying.
You own two. Who are your other three?
All right, let's see. Roddy Piper.
Okay.
Let's see.
In fact, you were trying not to put The Rock in this list.
I know, I'm not. Crazy I'm trying. I'm being honest. I'm being honest with myself. John Cena. Because he was really good in Suicide Squad and Peacemaker.
So you are willing to sit here with a straight face
and
to say,
number five is The Rock.
So you're willing to sit here and say The Rock's body of work was lesser than John Cena's?
Yeah. If we're talking about acting-wise, John Cena's a pretty good actor. In real time, real shit. All he really is.
So since we're doing this, okay. So my body of work in the wrestling game and the actors, okay. First of all, it's Roddy Piper, hands down, because Dayton Lee was iconic. Body of work rise, you're not going to disrespect The Rock because you completely forgot him being in The Mummy Returns.
That doesn't count. That doesn't count. He was only in like 5-15 seconds of The Mummy Returns, and he was a CGI monster.
And then literally spun off to the Scorpion King. And
which
the man
was a
Hercules.
Lackluster Conan ripoff.
The man has played every role known to man. The man has played Hercules.
Walking
Tall. The man played
is great.
A Tooth Fairy. The man played a bounty hunter.
Walking Tall is great.
The man has played everything.
Hell, he even saved Fast and the Furious in the first time he popped up.
He was a bodyguard in Be Cool.
Be Cool is a great ensemble movie. But I'm saying.
No, he got a football movie too.
Yeah, that's all over TikTok that I didn't see without
the comebacks. Some shit.
Yeah, exhibits in it.
That's another one, but that is two different movies. You had me combined. Exactly. That was about you had me combined. But anyway, okay. Roddy Piper, The Rock, low-key, I have seen Kevin Nash in a bunch of indie movies that I fucks with, and he's the first wrestler I ever seen wear Jordans to the ring. So I gotta give him credit where credit is due for me personally. For the fact we haven't named this man Hulk Hogan, because Hulk Hogan has played in a lot of shit in our
childhood. Hulk Hogan wasn't he in a Rocky movie? Like he was in a Rocky movie.
He is in the second Rocky movie. It in his other movies he got.
Okay.
Then you gotta name The Rock. I mean not The Rock, but John Cena.
You didn't put Batista in there. Batista was good in fucking Denver.
I'm just saying, like, if we're going by just countless films and body of work, I really got to put that. That's bringing my order.
Well.
But back to the meat of the episode. So, you know, naming my Black History people. Firstly, mine would be Malcolm X. That's the first book I ever read in Williamsburg. Was a book on him. So I thought that shit was cool. Seeing him in the front with white glasses and shit, I wonder who that was. And then later on, I learned about Martin Luther King. And then most of mine is like musicians that played like roles in me growing up. People like Prince, Al Green, Biggie and Tupac. And then my mom put me on like 80s rappers who I learned like that can flow, like LL, all members of Run DMC. And then since I was a big sports fan, all mine are predominantly Black. There's Kobe. Shit, the whole cast of Space Jam. Because every child got to put in Space Jam. Then, so, you know, shout out to Larry Johnson. Shout out Muggsy Bogues. Shout out Charles Barkley. Charles still makes me laugh to this day. He's still one of the funniest people alive. Then, you know, then there's like local people I respect that's Black. You know, childhood best friend got a clothing line. He brought this shit from the ground.
Shout out to Mike Barnett.
So, you know, people like that.
Our permanent third house guest.
My cousin JT, you know, that's someone I still respect with, you know, him bringing a brand from the ground up and trusting me doing my thing in the podcast realm.
I want to give a special shout out to a Black hero of mine.
Who?
Wesley Pipes. And
you out of control. Wesley Pipes is warm.
Man, this shit was getting too serious, man. Fuck, this shit was getting too serious.
Wesley Pipes is warm.
Fuck, man. This shit was getting too serious.
That's it, Wesley Pipes.
All right. So, let's back out of this. This shit was getting too serious.
That nigga said Wesley Pipes.
This shit was getting too serious.
They
were heroes of mine. We needed to back off of that. So let's get on some not so serious stuff.
What's that?
I don't know, man. So what's been going on?
Man, I mean, it's a Black History episode.
We need it.
No. I mean, like, in a positive way. Okay, so I want you to name and list your top five favorite Black movies.
Jackie Brown. Mm-hmm. Dead Presidents.
I fucks with it.
I fucking hate this question. Because it's like...
You know...
No, because it's like... What do you call that? Get Out? Do you classify as Get Out as like an all-Black
movie? So you at least got a name, or it could be...
Because
a cast that's predominantly Black.
Jackie Brown wasn't directed by a Black director. Quentin Tarantino,
but it's a predominantly Black movie.
Okay, all right. Okay.
So it either be a predominantly Black movie or Black fixation movies from like the 60s and 70s. So, you know, stuff from like Saturday Night Live or Get Up with Bill Cosby or.
Oh,
you know,
those kind of movies. Okay. All right. In no particular order, then yep. I'll just name, like, I guess the first. Just let me know how many I name. Mm-hmm. All right, what did I name first? That's it.
You said Dead Presidents.
Dead Presidents.
And you said
Get Out. Yeah. And what was the other one?
You didn't name three yet.
Friday. Mm-hmm. Blazing Saddles. Mm-hmm. Jackie Brown. I think, yeah, it was my name.
Yeah.
Django Unchained.
You woke up today and said Django Unchained.
What?
A movie. Slaves and one slave
who went fuck from yo and wanted to be free. It's crazy.
He won though, nigga. Mine is too. Yeah, probably so.
You pick that's fine, but you pick Django.
Coming to America.
You don't skip over.
What? What's wrong with Django and Chain, bro?
Like Django's one of my favorite Black movies.
It is. What the fuck's wrong with
dirty word?
That ain't dirty. Shut fuck. Fuck you. He won. He won. Did he not win? How the fuck is that dirty? He won. Did he not?
Not when I wake up tonight. Oh yeah.
But no one fucked with him, right? He was a bad motherfucker, right? Shaft. I'm gonna get you, sucker. Okay.
Alright. Shaft, probably my first one. I watched it with my grandpa. Shout out to the other pop food. But Shaft, Friday, Get Off the Bus.
Hold the fuck up.
What?
You gonna give me shit for choosing Django Unchained, but you gonna choose Get On the Bus.
I mean, you gotta sit here. Spike Lee is one of the most heralded actors of all time.
You could have chosen Do the Right Thing. You could have chose Crooklyn. You could have chose.
Well, I was gonna say Do the Right Thing was my fourth movie, but those two of my favorite Spike Lee joints.
Get On the Bus.
With Do the Right Thing.
Didn't the guy die in that movie?
I didn't say it was a positive ending.
You can't, and no one Black and died in Django Unchained.
But you chose a slave-esque movie in Black History Month.
I didn't say 12 years a slave. Now that would have been bad. I said Django Unchained. Fuck you, Isaiah.
No, my last predominantly Black movie, Don't be a menace while drinking the juice in South Central while being in the food with Wayne Brooks.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I forgot Scary Movie. That's probably. Wait, does that count as a black movie?
No. In every scary movie, at least four of the predominant main characters.
What's your favorite scary movie where a black person has actually survived?
Deep Blue Sea? Yeah. Damn, their characters are black. Samuel.
You know, the only reason he survived was because they thought the movie was going to go straight to DVD if they didn't have a liable star in it. So, like, he survived just because he was LL Cool J.
First of all, he got a song.
Yeah. It's like in the original cut, his character died and the woman survived, so they had to reshoot it.
It's like how Ice Cube survived in
Anaconda. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Same scenario. Like, yeah, they were thinking about killing Cube. Yeah, they were thinking about killing.
Yeah.
Wait, Anaconda does. Yeah. Cube. Yes. Cube did survive in Anaconda. I forgot. Yeah, I forgot. Cube was in Anaconda. Yo, Anaconda had a hard cast: J Lo, Ice Cube, John Voight. Oh shit. No, and he got the last hit. Remember, he put the hit.
That's what I'm saying. He had to live in the comic.
Yeah. But
he had to live in the comic.
Cube has played himself in every movie, just an angry version of himself. He played an evil version of himself in Players Club, though. He played Evil Craig in Players Club.
Evil Craig is
crazy. He did. He played.
You know what? I don't mention Players Club.
He played Evil Craig in Players Club. He did. He played Evil Craig. And...
Evil Craig. He described him as Evil Craig.
He did. If you think about it, you don't remember that character's name in Players Club. You just know he did some skeezy shit, and he was there in that scene.
He
beat up Trick Daddy for no reason, and he was in the room with when old girl got molested, and he just left. Okay. Evil Craig. Trick Daddy, no reason.
Trick Daddy,
whatever. Whatever.
He owed half the people in the damn movie the money.
Evil Craig.
He wanna go out.
Evil.
I'm calling that man Evil Craig.
He was. I wanna ask.
That's not Evil Craig.
Why was he not evil, Craig?
First of all, if anybody was evil in the movie, it's not with you.
Hey, you had a...
You were adding.
Talk about.
I'm not saying. All right, and we back.
And we back. Had to juice up the mics, but back to wrap this special edition of our favorite black things on Black History Month.
I can fit Wesley Pipes.
That was so long ago.
It has still been on my mind.
How is it?
Because you see, because of all the people who have said Wesley Pipes.
I said, shout out to a black hero of mine, Wesley Pipes. And that he's a, you know, he banged down many walls for so, you know, he banged down many walls so that I could.
Many walls is crazy.
Yes, he broke down many variables. Yeah, actually, I have a lot of other. Who else is another this black hero of mine? Yeah, Wesley Pipes. I can't think of any other black porn stars.
You said Shane Diesel.
No, you said Shane Diesel. You put words in my mouth, man. You said that must have been a personal hero of you, my nigga. Nigga, you said Shane Diesel. I did not come out of my mouth.
Mandingo.
That was you, Isaiah. Shout out his personal heroes right now. I just said Wesley Pikes.
I promise you said this dude
said, I said, yo, shout out to Cherokee. Pinky.
That's dirty work. Pinky is crazy.
Shout out to Cherokee and Pinky. Gina Michaels. Shout out to Gianna Michaels, what? She took enough black to be. Dick to be black. Shout out to the early 2000 porn stars, the real interracial heroes of Black History Month.
You said Spring Thomas. What the
fuck? Shout out to Alexis Texas.
Oh my God, I ain't heard that name before.
Oh my God. Shout out to
Alexis Texas.
She helped many black boys cross over in adolescence. Fuck, man.
Alexis Texas is crazy.
Shout out to all the early. Shout out
Julia Bond.
Shout out to Julia Ann. All of just shout out. You know, it's Black History Month. We have to celebrate everybody.
You said shout out Kim K.
That don't count.
I don't know.
I don't count.
You seen that video?
It wasn't a good video.
Hey, yo, listen, Quinn Parker is the first person to put me on the Kim K video.
You remember? I was like, yo, you got to check this out.
My man was like, my man chose disgusting work. He was like, Brady's brother got a video.
Like, yo, check
it. Why do you have this?
Like, why don't I?
Why did you? My man had the fucking Kim K tape.
I was like, yo, it's not as good as the Pamela Anderson one, but it's like, it's more digital. Because you can see shit in the Pamela Anderson one.
The Kim K tape is crazy.
That was my favorite. I don't know. For a while, the Pamela Anderson sex tape was my favorite celebrity sex tape. When I was, I remember. I don't know. I remember Anna Nicole had one out, too. I didn't see that one.
The wow, he was naked.
What? I was like, what's
Black Force. It just went into a world of its
own. Hey, Isaiah was shouting out his favorite black heroes. And I was like, you know what? And I said, you know, and I said, you said Shane Diesel. It's always said shout out to Shane Diesel. And I said, well, you know what? Shout out to Cherokee and shout out to Pinky. And then I said, you know what? Shout out to my biggest.
Shout out Pinky.
Shout out to Gianna Michaels. Real shout out to Gianna. If she's hearing this, shout out.
Fuck everything. Shout out to Prize Picks. About the color. That's it.
I got
6 minutes.
Shout out to Prize Picks. Always go there for your prize and your picks. And
It's really nothing better.
There's really nothing better. Pick in every field. Well, that about sums up Let's Find Out for this trip. We got some more lovely things for you guys lined up in the next couple months. But as always, I am Parker Lewis, and this is
The Ravishing Rudy.
And
shout out to Black Stars everywhere.
Shout out to everybody.
Everybody.
Peace.
Peace.